This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to hour two of the conservative rolling along this Tuesday morning. Matt Locke, Chris X, producer Ron, he's flying the mothership. You want to be part of the program, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. We've got Roy Moore this hour. We've got Mitch McConnell this hour. We've got Facebook and fake news this hour. We've got Claire McCaskill in Missouri. She's up against a tight race in a very red state. And if we get to it, we'll get to that Google story and documents being concealed and all of that stuff. But
hey, Matt, I got some breaking news. This is from the Liberty Eagle, Edwin, who is watching. It turns out this is sort of a reference to yesterday's show. We covered some of this. Mike Pence announced today there's a plan to put gay frogs into concentration camps in order to save Joy Reid from doing more interviews. So breaking news here on the conservative cartel.
I'll tell you, it doesn't get any more breaking than that. By the way, Vice President Mike Pence and President Donald Trump are going to be at the NRA convention here in Dallas Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
yeah, you're going to be there.
Ron and I are going to be there. We're going to be walking around. We're going to go talk to Patriot Mobile. They're going to be there. If you're in the area, you need to go. I mean, you need to go to the NRA. Now, they're spreading falsehoods about the NRA, by the way, Chris, because people on the left are saying you can't carry guns to the NRA convention. That is wrong. It's wrong. It's very wrong. There are going to be a lot of guns at the NRA convention.
Well, there's also one of the things I saw, one of their little falsehoods was, look at the NRA, they're a bunch of hypocrites. They won't let you carry guns to the NRA thing. Well, then again, you've got the vice president and the president coming, and that is a Secret Service thing. Anyone they detail, you're not allowed to bring guns to that event.
That event.
So
that's right.
There's that. In other words, they have no say in the matter.
That's
but
right.
Once again, has the truth ever stopped a lefty from winning something?
Well, speaking of the truth, I'm so glad you said that. Because speaking of the truth, remember Roy Moore? Remember Alabama? Roy Moore was running against Doug Jones down there, and all of a sudden, about a month before the election, we had four women come out and say that Roy Moore molested them when they were youngsters. I mean, he was a pervert. He was 32 years old. Some of these girls were 14, 15. Well, he filed a lawsuit in Alabama claiming that there was a targeted political conspiracy against him. So, Chris, I'm going to ask you the question. We talked about this before the show. Where have these four women went since Roy Moore lost?
Well, we don't know. They sort of disappeared because one of the reasons is they no longer have anything to offer. The media doesn't really care about these women.
No.
They just cared about bringing down Roy Moore.
Yes.
It worked.
And here we are. Here we are. I mean, and I want to take you back. What just happened recently? And the reason I dug this story up yesterday, Ronnie Jackson, Admiral Ronnie Jackson, who has been the White House chief of staff doctor, the chief doctor to Barack Obama, which he was fine for 8 years. But now that he's President Trump's doctor, oh, my God, Trump must be sick. He must be fat. He must be overweight. He must be high blood. He must be something, right? But now President Trump wants to put him in as the head of the VA, and all of a sudden these stories start flying. And what did we find out about these stories? About he was a drunk, that he was wrecking cars, all that stuff. Secret Service comes out and says, there's no validity to any of those stories.
Sorry, truth doesn't matter.
But guess what he did? Ronnie Jackson stepped down. He withdrew his name from consideration to run the VA. Now we're watching as the left, you hit right on it. The left didn't care about those four women. They don't care if those four women were sexually molested, harassed, raped. They don't care. They are pawns in their system to bring down people they don't like. So why didn't they like Roy Moore, Chris? He was a conservative. He was a Christian. He believed in leaving the freaking Ten Commandments in the front of a courthouse. He got kicked off the Alabama Supreme Court twice because he didn't believe in gay marriage and he didn't believe in taking the commandments off of the lawn of the courthouse. You can't have people like that in government.
Well, and in all fairness, Roy Moore was his own worst enemy, and wouldn't have been my first choice, and he didn't help himself. But that being said, it was pretty clear this was a hit job by these women that came up, because they showed up 3 weeks before an election and then disappeared the instant this guy was done.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. That's exactly it. 100% hit piece.
Yeah.
That's it. Now he's filed a lawsuit. He says, look, here's what he says. We intend to show the people of Alabama that a political conspiracy came about to ruin his campaign for Senate, attorney Melissa Isaac told reporters, and to defame him, defame his character, so that the people of Alabama would not vote for him during the special Senate election.
Yep. That's exactly what happened. And once again, his attorneys have filed against Lee Korfman, Tina Johnson, Beverly Young Nelson, and Debbie Wesson Gibson, four women who claimed Moore was sexually inappropriate towards them. Once again, how many times have you heard those names since the election?
Zero. Not a none. But I want to take you back, Chris. I want to take you back. Harry Reid. Harry Reid in the House comes after Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Says, hey, look, Mitt Romney's never paid his taxes. I have people in the know, which that's hard to figure out because your IRS documents, they're not public knowledge.
Yeah.
They're your knowledge. So how Harry Reid knew anything about Mitt Romney's taxes was the first deal. But he came out and he said, hey, Mitt Romney, he's a tax dodger. He hasn't paid his taxes. Oh, my God, he's da-da-da-da-da. And then in the end, what do they find out, Chris? Mitt Romney paid his taxes.
Not only did he pay his taxes, he paid a hell of a lot more than anybody by Harry Reid or any of his counterparts combined. He was also more philanthropic than those clowns. And when it was all said and done, they said, well, do you want to apologize to Mitt Romney for saying he was a tax evader? And his response was, nope, it worked, didn't it?
God, and that's what they do. And I'm seeing comments right now on the Conservative Cartel and the Liberty Eagle Facebook page. When people, this is what irritates me, because I agree with these guys. When you step down and you didn't do anything, it makes you look guilty.
Yeah,
it makes you look like you did it. If you didn't do it, I would fly the middle finger and say, come on, bring it. See, this is why you and I, Chris, can't be in politics. First of all, I'd be in a fist fight on the House floor. I'd be taking people out. I'd be like, look, son of a gun, you want to sit here and call me a liar? Let's go. I'll show you something about what happens. We need a little bit more, you know, maybe we need to bring duels back.
Well, what happens is, yeah, no kidding. Well, what's sad and what happens is you see these monsters on the left, they go through and they break people down.
Yep.
And at a certain point, people give up and they start going after the families.
Yep.
And that kind of stuff. That's how they got Mike Flynn on something he didn't even do.
Yep.
So at a certain point, they find the weakness because that's what they are. They are vultures. They are evil people and they will do whatever it takes to destroy you. And you're right. Most people don't have the intestinal fortitude to stand it. And they're like, you know what? Forget this. I'm out of here.
That's
it's
right.
Not worth it.
And let's go back, Chris, because we've seen this over and over and over again. Herman Cain was running for president in 2012 on the Republican side. What happened? Oh, he sexually assaulted a young lady. He sexually assaulted her. All these charges came. All these allegations came. He was running. All of a sudden, he said, well, I'm done. He ran Godfather's Pizza.
With Herman Cain, I don't think it was sexual assault charges. It was a fair allegation.
Or something like that. Something to do with that. So, you know, he runs Godfather's Pizza. I loved Herman Cain. He steps down. That woman disappears. Gone.
Yeah.
Done. Never to be seen again. How about Clarence Thomas? Anita Hill?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at this. This kind of stuff has been going on for decades. At some point, Republicans, you have to understand these are ploys. These are political ploys to take people that the left doesn't like out of the picture. It doesn't matter if the allegations are true. It doesn't matter if they come to fruition. As Harry Reid said, it worked, didn't it? They don't care.
Yeah, and it's, once again, you want to know why we got a Donald Trump. Well, the vitriol from the left is what caused that. And that's what led to this point. And you had all of these Republicans that were, quote, turning the other cheek and wouldn't fight back to a certain degree. Well, we've learned, and as much as I hate it, you're going to have to do this. If you want to be able to beat these monsters on the left, you're going to have to be able to out-duel them, if you will, verbally, figuratively, you take your pick. And that's the problem we're dealing with now. You're going to get more people similar to Trump, because if you're quiet and you don't say anything, they will absolutely destroy you.
Well, and Chris, we saw it. We talked about it yesterday. The White House Correspondents' Dinner. The left is not your friend. You get these comedians, you get these, politicians. They are not our friends. They're going to say anything, do anything to burn us down, bring us down, degrade us, lie about us. That is the Democrat way. And they know. I mean, it goes back to what we were talking about in hour one. The left knows they're in trouble. They know they're in trouble with the millennials. They know they're in trouble with voters. They know that it's a midterm where voting is normally down. I mean, the turnout is never really big, which is just sad. In this country, that you've got 300 million people, of which, what, probably 180 are probably eligible to vote. And how many people do we normally get even in a presidential election? Maybe 120, maybe.
If that,
we're getting maybe 50, 60%, maybe.
50% of the eligible voting population. The people that, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Yeah, 50% of the people that are eligible to vote. So it's, you're right, 50%. And you look at the negativity and the way it is, you see why a lot of people steer clear of it. But the problem is that turns it over to the bad guys. Because if you don't vote, there's somebody else out there that will vote in your place. And they're not going to vote for your best interest. And once again, you talk about what happened with Roy Moore, what they did to Mitt Romney, what they did to John McCain, what they've done. Remember when John McCain, when he was running, he was the darling?
Oh,
everybody on the left loved John McCain.
Yep.
And then the moment he was nominated, it became all about the economy, and he's this weird old guy, and look how terrible he was.
Yep.
It's how they work. It's their modus operandi.
Yep.
It's what they do. And you're right. They are nasty. They are vitriol. And if you respond in kind, how dare you do that?
How dare you stand up for yourself?
You mentioned that correspondence dinner. The idea behind a roast in the old days was you all like each other, you make jokes, and you really rip on each other. But then the truth is you like each other. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
There was no liking. This woman made it very clear. She hates Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yep.
She hates Republicans. And so did damn near everybody in that room. In fact, they were so vitriol, half the lefties in that room went, you guys went too far.
Yeah.
And not only that, you have proven why this is garbage. This wasn't a dinner. This wasn't anything in fun. This is a hit piece, and that's all. And you prove there is zero.
Yep.
Once again, zero objectivity in the media. They got none.
Chris, and that's why Donald Trump hasn't went the last 2 years. And you look at this. These people go in there now, and this is a resume enhancement. Now this Michelle Wolf got her name out there. Everybody's talking about her. She's a no-name, nobody on Comedy Central, which no one watches. Trevor Noah. I mean, nobody watches that garbage anymore. He has no people, no audience, no anything. They go to this White House correspondence dinner. They make news, and now they're a household name, and she's going to get – this is Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels all over it. Stormy Daniels was making no money, was in porn nowhere. I mean, over with. I mean, she's past her expiration date. Oh, well, the president slept with me. Ding, ding, ding. Three times what she's worth. All kinds of money. These people know how to work it. They know how to work the media. They know how to work the public to get back into that limelight to make money. And that's exactly what this Michelle Wolf did. This is what the left does. They play in the court of public opinion, and they make it look like every conservative is some kind of wacko. Some kind of alt-right crazy guy because we believe in God and the rule of law.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We've got Jason on the line. We're about to hit a break, though. Jason, hang on for us through the break, and we'll pick up with you on the other side. And the sad part is this is what, like I said, I say it led to somebody like Donald Trump. Not I'm sad that he got elected and he's doing what he's doing. What's sad is now you've got Donald Trump that goes on to Twitter, and basically his Twitter's almost a truthometer now.
Oh, yeah.
He goes off and he puts things on Twitter that the mainstream media refuses to do, and because they won't do it, the Democrats completely lie, and he calls them out. I'm glad, once again, I didn't like his Twitter account at first. I thank God for that Twitter account now because of what it does. It is pointing out things that the mainstream media, those that claim to be objective, it shows that they are anything but. They have no desire to be objective, and they are only pushing their narrative. Well, he's not giving up his Twitter account, I can tell you that. All right, Jason, hold on. We're going to pick up with Jason on the other side of the break. If you want to join us here on the Conservative Cartel, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. I'm Chris Hex along with Matlock. We'll be right back.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
Hi.
In a world filled with selfie sticks, pumpkin spice lattes, and reality TV, it's good to get away from it all. I've learned so much from BattleBox. While my wife receives monthly lip balm and glittery lotion, I'm receiving items that could actually save our lives. BattleBox has introduced me to new brands and new products that haven't even been released yet. And in this world today, you just never know when you're going to need it.
Visit BattleBox.com.
Wayne Alaroot here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW, and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to The Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. If you want to join us here on the Patriot Mobile Hotline, like Jason has done, you can get in right now, 202-866-7466. That's 202-866-7466. In the last segment, Matt and I were talking about the vitriol hatred amongst the left, and they really, and I know there's some on the right, but it's, I mean, everyone on the left seems to have lost their minds. They've gone crazy. We talked about that White House Correspondents' Dinner and Michelle Wolf and just how mean-spirited things are. And before we go to the phones very quickly, Matt, it's funny because the late night talk shows, they're not even funny anymore because of their hatred of Donald Trump.
No, it's all it is. It's just a complete parade of hatred on the left of how can we outdo the Kimmels? How can we outdo the Colberts? How can we outdo the Seth Meyers? How can we? They all want to outdo each other because it seems like today business requires them to bash on Trump to keep their liberal lefty knuckleheads happy.
Yeah, it seems like that's all they're allowed to do now.
Yeah.
All right, as mentioned, let's go ahead and go to the phones. Jason has been hanging on the line in Illinois. Jason, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the Conservative Cartel.
Hello, guys. I think we might be giving a little bit too much time here to Michelle Wolf.
I don't know. I think we've given the exact right amount of time with Michelle Wolf because she's, once again, she's a woman that was supposed to be a comedian, supposed to be funny. She was a mean-spirited hack and wasn't funny at all. Do you think she was funny at all, Matt?
No. And look, I said it before and I'm going to say it again. She saw this as a resume enhancement. This is what the left does. She was swimming around in Nowhereville. I mean, no one knew who she was. No one cared who she was. No one thought she was funny. She couldn't get any traction on the Comedy Central. So what does she do? Somehow she gets invited to the Correspondents' Dinner, and this is her big break to become a national recognized person. Nobody knew who Michelle Wolf was before she got there, and here she is. Now, we're pointing it out because this is what the left does, but in the end, it's just literally the left's like, oh, well, you know, you can't take the truth if it's spot on, right? You just can't take the truth. You guys are so thin-skinned, you just don't know what's going on. And she said all the things we're all thinking, and we all know, and Trump's just a big, fat, ochre, you know, Diet Coke-drinking meanie who shouldn't be president. It should be Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, once again, when you see this kind of stuff, you realize it's different if you're being a comedian, you're being funny, but she seemed to have been anything other than funny. And once again, like I said, people are going to talk. We've seen other comedians, Robin Williams and George Carlin. Those people, even though they were on the left, they were actually funny. They got it. And it looks like we have Kyle on the line. Also, I think wants to make a comment. Let's briefly check in with Kyle. Kyle, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the Conservative Cartel.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you, Kyle?
I'm not bad. I'm just wondering, so you talk about Michelle Wolf, I'm wondering how y'all feel about how Jim Lockwood's been off air for a while, how that's affecting y'all.
Yeah, we don't feel anything about Jim Lockwood. Thank you for your call. Boy, we got the trolls out. I didn't know he was off the air either. Could care less. I mean, Jim's a good guy. We don't dislike Jim. And by the way, check out Jeremy Hansen. Jeremy Hansen's a cartel family member. I saw him in the Liberty Eagle chat room. If you head over to Liberty One Television, you can find Jeremy's on Facebook, Unleashed.
Jeremy's got a good show.
He's got a fantastic show, and he's a good dude. And God bless him, he has like 11 children.
Hey, but
15 or
25.
It's a lot.
He's got a whole herd of kids.
He has a herd of kids, and God bless him. He's a great guy. He does a great service to the conservative cause.
I'll just say this: Jeremy is unleashed.
Now he's on at what, Ron? 5 o'clock Eastern. 5 to 6. So 5 to 6 Eastern. Look, don't go anywhere. We're up against a break here. On the other side, Facebook has outmaneuvered themselves.
What?
Fake news. I'm telling you, it's only going to get smaller. Oh, and that'll just help you find all the truth. So don't go anywhere. Chris X, Matt Locke, the Conservative Cartel. The Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But no one's done more for border security and public safety and law enforcement than this president.
The acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Thomas Homan, there, announcing that he is retiring from that position. Homan says it's not because of any problems with President Trump.
I've worked for six different presidents. None of them has done more than Donald Trump has for border security and law enforcement. This president done more for us than any president, and I've worked for 6 months.
Homan, speaking to Fox News there, was nominated to be the permanent ICE chief, but senators have been dragging their feet on that Trump nomination. President Trump says all is well in the White House amid reports that his chief of staff, John Kelly, called him an idiot. The president this morning tweeting of the media, quote, they're going crazy making up false stories and using unnamed sources. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. Matt Locke, Chris X, bringing you the conservative news that no one else will bring you. If you'd like to be part of the program, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open, 202-866-7466. We've covered Roy Moore so far this hour, but I want to turn our attention to Facebook. Now, you guys know, I mean, we're on Facebook, we're there live, we do our, our show there video-wise on Facebook Live. You know the problems we run into, you know everything that's going on with Facebook, you know the censorship that's coming to us conservatives, but Facebook decided, about 4 or 5 months ago, they were going to mark fake news. They were going to let you know, because you're not smart enough. You're not smart enough to go out and research a story. You're not smart enough to find out if it's true. You're not smart enough to find out other sources to corroborate, you know, the information. So Facebook said they were going to tell you what the information was. Well, guess what? It backfired.
Oh, yeah?
The fake news warnings on the articles after the warnings prompted even more users to share the flag stories. Huh. That's unusual. I mean, everything the left does is kind of unusual, but it tickles me because Big Brother wants to... It's the left. It's socialism. It's the cradle to grave. We're going to protect you. You can't drink 16-ounce sodas. You got to know what fake news is on your social media page. You got to be told what to eat, what to do, how to do it, where to go, what to say, what to think, how to feel. Heck, they're even making cry closets now. I mean, you know, you got to have a place to go have a good cry. Because toxic masculinity at the University of Texas of Austin that we talked about yesterday is on the rise, and it's a mental health disorder. But it's funny to watch these liberal policies, these liberal, you know, indoctrination of society backfire.
Well, and it's also funny watching who are these ultimate arbiters of fake news. It doesn't have anything to do with what's real and what's not real. It's what they've determined. And once again, watching these companies use these very conservative, liberty-minded principles to build up their businesses to a point to where they get to where they're almost untouchable. And then what do? Then all of a sudden they become all totalitarian and socialist on you, and we're going to start cracking down.
Yep.
And it's been very clear watching who Facebook cracks down on more of than other people. And even though it made no difference and it was a big dog and pony show when Zuckerberg was up on Capitol Hill last week or the week before.
And not under oath, by the way.
Yeah, not under oath. What was it? He wasn't under oath, but then Diamond and Silk, they put them under oath.
Yeah, and they're facing, I read an article the other day, Ron been sending me these Diamond and Silk articles, where, you know, you got these people saying, you know, they're dumb black women. They broke so many rules, they said so many things, and they broke so much etiquette that it's crazy because they're just stupid. Stupid Republicans, they don't know what they're doing. I mean, they don't know. But here's the funny thing. Facebook is cracking down even further on fake news. They're going to crack down on it.
Yeah.
You know what they're going to do?
What?
They're going to make fake news links smaller.
Oh, hell. That makes it
so now all better. The truth is just going to be tinier. That's all it is. And all of the fake news will be larger. You'll be able to search through it very easily now. Because they want you. Here's how stupid Facebook thinks you are. They think if they make that link smaller, you'll scroll right by it.
I guess so.
Genius.
Well, they've got their algorithms, and they've got their things that they like to do, and we've seen pretty clearly what they want to promote. It's funny. It's as though they've built a beast so big they can't even control it, and they're trying to.
They're trying hard. I mean, you're absolutely right, Chris. They built this monolith, this huge, huge deal on Facebook, thinking it was going to further their liberal ideology. And in turn, it went the other way. Conservatives grabbed that like we always do. The entrepreneurs, we're very ingenuitive. You know, we want to do things. We want to spread things. We want to build things. Liberals don't want to build things. They want them built for them. And conservatives took over Facebook. So now it's like, oh God, now we've got to figure out a way to bring that reach back.
Yeah, it was funny because you look at how Facebook was actually designed by Zuckerberg, and it was to notice who were the hot chicks and who weren't hot, and let's rate chicks. So you've got that, and then it developed into this monstrosity, this monolith, as you mentioned, something they never anticipated. So as they tried to grow and evolve, and it made them very, very rich, and they're huge, they're this big entity, well, then all of a sudden, like, well, you know what? We can use this for social engineering.
Right.
So that's what they've done with Twitter. It's what they've done with Facebook. It's what they're doing with Snapchat and Instagram, and Google is doing it, and YouTube is doing it. All of these lefties, it's amazing. They get to a certain point, they're all about freedom of speech and open-mindedness, and then they get to a certain point where all of a sudden they become totalitarian because they know what's best for everyone else. Isn't it funny how they do that? They make enough money, they get to the point where, you know what? Screw you and your opinion. I'm going to do what I want to do now because I'm rich. And the reality is, I don't care about any of this stuff that I was preaching for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
No.
It has nothing to do with it.
They fall in lockstep with the people that agree with them, which is the left. That's why you saw Zuckerberg up on Capitol Hill, who, what did he do? He lined all of these people's pockets with money.
Oh,
it was a kid glove. I mean, it was a kid glove get together. Let's talk about what's going on with Facebook. So now we've got the smaller links for the fake news. But rather than call more attention to the fake news, Facebook wants to make it easier to miss these stories while scrolling by. When Facebook's third-party fact-checkers verify an article is inaccurate, Facebook is going to shrink the size of that link in the newsfeed. But secondly, they're now using machines learning to look at newly published articles and scan them for any signs of falsehoods. AI, artificial intelligence, combined with other signals like user reports, Facebook can use high falsehood prediction scores from the machine learning systems to prioritize articles in its queue for fact checkers. Here's what this means. In layman's terms, Facebook is going to tell you what you look at.
Yeah.
They're going to write an algorithm, which they've already done, and they've shut people down like Graham Allen. They've shut people down like Diamond and Silk. They've shut people down like Chad Prather. They've shut these Kaya Jones, the people that have went and made Facebook, who have exploded the reach of Facebook with conservatives. They're going to write an algorithm that shuts you down. They're going to run you off the platform because they've got AI doing it, and they're going to tell you exactly what you need to see.
No, and that's exactly what they do. It's funny because you look at this kind of stuff. The article goes on to state, you know, like said, links to Zuckerberg's link to, well, the, what is it, George Soros, this lefty nut billionaire.
Yep.
And then you've got places like Snopes, these, quote, fact checkers that are, well, that are political hacks is what they are. What's funny is their employees themselves, and we've seen this at Facebook and Google and YouTube and Snopes, they complain about white privilege, describing themselves as progressive. Progressives compared Trump supporters to ethno-nationalists, written articles, attacking Trump and Rand Paul and Steve Bannon. It's funny watching these lefties, and this is a good example, and then rolling on over, speaking of social media, this is where these, once again, these, quote, lefties who are supposed to be about diversity and tolerance, you've got clowns like this rapper issuing this Crip alert on Kanye because how dare he have a different opinion than these people, so they say, basically, you know what? If you have a different opinion, not only will you be shamed and ridiculed on social media, now we're going to go out and get people to kick your ass.
Well, and Chris, who owns Instagram?
Facebook.
Exactly. And we talk about this. I mean, you know, you cannot look, you got Joe Biden out there running around the country saying that the Republican Party wants to keep the black community in chains.
Yeah.
Who is keeping the black community in chains?
The black community and lefties.
Exactly. And we're watching. I mean, this story, you hit on it in the first hour, but it's fantastically unbelievable. I mean, I want to read this Instagram post to you from this guy who his name is Daz Dillinger.
Yeah.
He used to be, he was a former member of Snoop Dogg's rapping entourage, and he recorded several successful hip-hop records as part of the Dog Pound duo. But he says, yo, national alert, all the Crips out there, y'all go F up Kanye, he said, referring to the infamous Los Angeles area street gang. Dillinger, whose real name is Delmar Drew Arnaud, also warns West to stay out of Long Beach and California, even though Kanye and his wife, you know, you remember her, Miss Kardashian, they live in Calabasas. It's up there in northwest San Fernando Valley in California, by the way, where all the rich people live. But he says, better not ever see you in a concert. Better not ever see you around the LBC. Better not ever see you around California. Stay in Calabasas, you hear me? Because we got a Crip alert for Kanye.
Once again, tolerance. You want to know why so many black people are terrified to venture off the reservation?
This is what happens.
This is what happens.
Stay in line. You better stay in line.
They've already cut. That was the other thing, too, watching Miss Wolf called Sarah Huckabee Sanders an Uncle Tom for white women.
Yep.
I mean, once again, these identity politics that they claim they're above, and they are the worst offenders.
Oh, they're the leaders. They're the leaders of the pack, Chris. They're the leaders of the people of the speech thought, of the free speech. You can't, if you are black, you cannot be anything other than a liberal. You can't have free thinking. And that's what Kanye, I mean, the thing that got me, what was it? They're Dragon Brothers? They're Dragon Energies or Dragon something. Him and Trump. But here is a black man who agrees with free thought and free speech and the First Amendment, saying that he agrees with it, and look what happens to him. You can't venture off the plantation.
Well, not only that, and everybody knows who's listened to my programs for however long we've been doing these radio shows know that I'm not a big fan of Kanye. I don't listen to his music, and I don't
crazy.
Care.
Weird.
But he is an independent American who can do whatever he wants as long as he stays within the confines of the law. But apparently, if he speaks his mind, certain other people in that community want to have him beat up and silenced, much like what they did to poor Chance the Rapper, who dared to mention, he tweeted out, oh, well, you know, black
Chicago's a mess, right.
Well, black people don't necessarily have to vote Democrat, and then he had to walk it back because they threatened to destroy him. That's what happens.
Well, on Saturday, I think you missed it, but, you know, Chance the Rapper was going to lose his street cred.
Yeah.
That's what, I mean, you can't venture outside of the thinking, and not just in music, Chris, Hollywood in particular, as you look at the James Woods, as you look at the Scott Baios, as you look at the Dean Cains, you know, they get ostracized, the John Voights of the world, the people who actually have a conservative thought in Hollywood get ran out.
No, they don't tolerate dissension.
No.
Once again, it's those on the left are all open-minded and for freedom of expression and speech until they're in charge, and then they silence it on the other side. They don't want, and once again, we see this in the minority communities, but also the poor communities, but once again, in the left communities, how dare you venture out and say something that we don't agree with, and you want to know why so many African Americans are afraid to come out as a Republican or anything other than a Democrat, because that's what happens to them. They're called House Negroes. Not my words, theirs. They're called Uncle Toms. They are destroyed. And now, this guy, Mr. whatever, Dillinger or whatever his name is, he should be arrested for issuing a threat. Well, if I was Kanye, I would file charges against him, have him arrested. I know it'll just add to his street cred, but throw his ass in jail for a night.
Well, isn't this considered dangerous to the community, Chris? I mean, Diamond and Silk were found unsafe for the community. When you go onto Instagram and you threaten to kick somebody's rear end or don't come into the LBC because my posse will take you out, is that not unsafe to the community?
Is Daz Dillinger on Facebook? I don't even know. Is he on it?
It's Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. Who cares? It's the same people.
It's
the same community, right? I mean, you would think they'd have the same rules. This is the thing. This is the double standard that drives me absolutely up the wall. Because here you have, like, Terrence Williams, black man, conservative. He actually posted on Facebook the hate mail he got from people saying, I'm going to cut you, I'm going to kick your black butt, I'm going to da-da-da-da. He posted on Facebook, and he got suspended from Facebook for posting the hate mail from the people that... But you've got people like this Daz Dillinger, this Delmar Drew Arnaud, who can go on Instagram and say, hey, you don't come to the LBC. You'll get a beat down. You know, we all know the Crips. We all know the gangs. We know the gangs out there. We know what they do. We know what happens. We know what kind of things go down in drugs and violence and whatnot. But yet, here it is. This guy isn't getting pulled off Instagram.
Don't you point it out, by the way. Don't you point out that there's gangs and violence and drugs in the African-American community, because that makes you racist, Matt, even though this guy is threatening, once again, and here the other thing we talked about earlier in the program, Matt called it dead on. This is black-on-black violence.
Yeah.
Therefore, the rest of the lamestream media will have no room for this on their nightly news and their shows. They don't have any room for it. There's no reason for them to cover this. It's just black-on-black crime.
Well, and what happens, Chris, another reason they're not going to cover it is because Kanye, who is a black man, agrees with Trump.
Yeah.
You can't touch that. You can't touch that with a 10-foot pole, because if black people like what Donald Trump's doing, that completely destroys the left's narrative.
Yeah. And by the way, remember, Kanye was the one who famously criticized George W. Bush, saying that he didn't care about black people, and all the lefties didn't have a problem with his freedom of speech back then, did they?
No, because it went along with their thinking. The left is so identity politics. They're so... diversity, it cracks me up. Diversity isn't even in their vocabulary. They say it, but they... Practice what you preach.
Everything they say, they are against. They are against diversity, unless it's the diversity they want, and they are absolutely against tolerance. They are completely intolerant of a diverse opinion.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unreal. What do we got coming up in this? It's your last segment. What do we got coming up?
You know what? I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm going to keep it a secret.
Oh,
you know why?
Mystery.
I don't want Daz Dillinger threatening me during the break.
Oh, we wouldn't want that. All right.
Don't go away. All right. We're going to shut down the Patriot Mobile Hotline. Let's come back, wrap up today's show. You're listening to the Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris X, along with Matt Locke. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Conservative Cartel.
bacon lovers. We ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, yes, it is. You've reached the final segment of the Conservative Cartel. I'm Chris X, along with Matt Locke. Fret not. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. So make sure you set yourself the reminders if you want to watch on Facebook, on the Conservative Cartel Facebook page, or the Liberty Eagle Facebook page, or Twitter, or Periscope, or YouTube, or if you're listening anywhere on the old regular radio stations via the USA Radio Network. Well, you have to set your own reminders. Remember, 9 to 11 Central, that's how we roll here. Or 10 to noon Eastern. Take your pick.
There you go.
We're going to be rocking it.
Yeah. By the way, theconservativecartel.com.
Oh, yeah.
You got to get over there. We're giving away an AR-15 from Diamondback Firearms on Friday.
You better get registered as a VIP.
That's right. You got to get over there. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Producer Ron, when are we shutting that off?
We'll shut it off probably as the, I would say after the show on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the show on Thursday, we'll shut it off.
Okay.
We'll talk about it on Thursday.
That's right. We'll talk about it. But you got to get there by Thursday. Today's Tuesday. TheConservativeCartel.com. Sign up. It's free. We do a newsletter. We didn't do a newsletter last week because I was moving my family all across the country. So I apologize, but there'll be one this week. We'll have some articles, and we got some stuff coming out. We're going to be working on a bunch of things, you know, some interviews that we can't get onto the program, that kind of thing. But you need to head over there. We've got gray hats. I've got one on. I'm showing one right here, the black one. Got the cartel in the back. Got the cartel shield in the front. They're flex fits. There's the picture. You got black. You got navy blue. You got black and white. You got navy blue and white. I mean, they're fantastic hats. And I'm going to tell you, you have to bear with us. We're not a merchandise company, so we get those hats in as you order them. Sometimes it may take, you know, a week or so to get it back out to you. So we certainly appreciate your patience and the fact that you do that. But they're great hats. I love this hat. It fits my head perfectly. And I have a great big melon. So just telling you right now, I am not a small man. If you ever see me in person, I'm 6'5 and 250. I mean, I'm not a small guy.
I thought he's about like 7'6".
My wife is now in Texas, and we started a diet on May 1st today, I hear. So I got a Lara bar this morning for breakfast is all I got. Time to cut some weight here. But anyway, Chris,
as Matt said, go to theconservativecartel.com, register as a VIP. You're automatically registered to win that AR-15 from Diamondback Firearms, and you get a discount on those hats and decals. So there you go.
And a brand new giveaway coming next week.
There you go. All right, so to wrap up today's show, here was the mystery topic. I don't know what to really think about this story. Mitch McConnell's in-laws have bought 10 massive ships from the Chinese government since his wife, Elaine Chao, became transportation secretary.
Huh.
His in-laws are very powerful Chinese people. And, of course, his wife, who served in the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, oddly enough, they've bought these massive 10 of these cargo ships. These things are... they're huge, like 210,000-ton ships from CSSC.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Chow, sister to Elaine, and foremost deputy chairman. So you're looking at, when you're dealing with China, that's an interesting thing. Here's my question, a lot of people don't realize. Mitch McConnell got a gift from Elaine Chao's family, the father, between $5 and $25 million.
Wouldn't that be a nice little gift?
Man, I wish that I would have met Elaine before he did.
The amazing thing is that more than tripled his net worth.
So, there could not be possibly any conflict of interest there.
There couldn't
right?
be any kind of bribe there or any kind of nothing, right? I mean, clean as the wind-driven snow, my friend.
Yeah, so once again, we're watching what's going on with China. Now, obviously, Donald Trump may have didn't Mr. McConnell have some problems with the tariffs and some of the...
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, him and old Rhino buddy Paul Ryan, they don't like... Look, when you got... We know, Chris, that our government is very corrupt at some of the highest levels.
Yeah.
And we know, I mean, Peter Schweitzer had talked about Clinton cash. He's got a new book out, and it's just called Secret Empires, but I think it's something else.
Yeah.
But it is amazing how many of our politicians are working with our enemies, well, I wouldn't say China's our enemy, but China takes advantage of America a lot.
They pay for them,
yeah, like
that.
$400 billion trade deficit that Trump's trying to get rid of. Man, I can't believe that's 2 hours come and gone. Conservative Cartel, head over to theconservativecartel.com. Become a VIP, register for that AR-15, get your hats, your stickers, your decals, whatever you need to get. Don't worry, tune in tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. For Ron Phillips, Chris X, I'm Matt Lott. For today, the Conservative Cartel is out.
There is only one supplement you need to improve your sleep, reduce joint pain, and more. GHR Platinum contains natural ingredients that elevate your mood and even help you lose stubborn body fat, not to mention what it does for one's libido. GHR Platinum contains no GMO and is gluten-free. It's all organic and fortified with ultra-tropene. Men and women alike will start feeling well with its natural growth hormone releaser. Don't wait. Call 833-434-4529 right now and get a special half-price deal for you and your partner. 833-434-4529. GHR Platinum will amaze you with renewed vitality, so don't wait. Call right now. 833-434-4529.